This time change sucks, dude.
I feel like death.
It is the worst idea. I'm honestly, I think Benjamin Franklin came up with this, right? Isn't that truth? Like, didn't they say Ben Franklin came up
You're
with this?
The wrong
if Ben
guy
Franklin
here,
came
bro.
Up with this, I am ready to throw out our Constitution. Because if he thought that this was a good idea and also thought America was, I'm anti-America now.
Paul Giamatti, that's that guy's name, isn't it?
He was John Adams, right?
Oh, he played John Adams. You sure?
Yeah.
You positive?
I'm positive because I watched that HBO miniseries.
Yeah.
And they tarred and feathered a dude, and it was the most violent thing I'd ever seen in my life, and I stopped watching it. That ruined me as a child.
That was awesome.
Hey, Taco, what's up, man? How are you doing? Good to see you today. Taco Truck, look at this, man. He is cooking a chocolate chip sour cream bread.
That sounds horrible.
What is that? Like, he's a chef. Like, he is a professional chef, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, but he knows more about not only cooking food, but foods that exist than we do.
I think the sour cream is to make the bread.
Is that helping you?
Is that better? Bread, yeah.
Is that better?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
The bread.
Yeah?
Of the bread he's making.
Uh-huh. The bread part.
The bread part.
Yeah.
Sour cream makes it more, like, moist.
Because don't you have, like, sour cream angel food cake? That's a thing, right? So it's like chocolate angel food cake?
Yeah, I think Britt
I had 10 pounds
cream.
Of sour cream, and it was going bad, so I'm using it up.
I think she put sour cream in banana bread.
I put sour cream on tacos. That's about it. Burritos.
And she puts it in mashed potatoes, too, to make them more mashy.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Yeah, you really don't taste it. I think it just makes them, like, more
I
moist.
Just didn't realize it was a thing, you know?
Moist.
But hey, Taylor, how are you?
Moist.
Ballin' hobo, how are you doing?
Do you
want
to feel my moist bread?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
You are not awake enough to have the mobility to show me your moist bread this morning, though.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know where that would be.
I think it's your grundle.
Yeah, I don't.
That's immediately what
right
I thought.
Now.
I don't think you get your grundle up here.
No,
I don't think so either.
It's definitely not for the camera.
But yeah, I'm telling you, right now, for the record, I'll just ignore that comment if you want me to. So okay.
What?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I hate this time change. It's stupid.
Yeah, man.
It's stupid.
It's
I don't
really
know.
Bad.
I honestly don't like. I think people have a favorite. Like they like this one or they like the other one. And I don't really have a preference. I just want it to not change.
I like the other one.
Well, we like the other one because we gain an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But if we never lost or gained an hour, it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just keep losing hours and then eventually it's day at night and we just mess with the entire world? It's stupid because none of our European people are going to be here this morning because we're an hour early for them. Like, is the sun that different over there?
No.
It can't be, right?
It's the same everywhere, man.
It's so upsetting. But anyway, our chat is talking about sour cream and talking about pierogies. They're talking about everything.
Pierogies?
So. You don't like pierogies, dude?
I don't know what
Chris
those are.
Loves pierogies.
I don't know what those
like,
are.
Like, she probably, I think she's in the other room taking a shower. She probably, her ears probably went, did someone say pierogies? And she probably is drying off to run in here right now. She's so excited. Pierogies are like ravioli, but they're potatoes. They're like potato ravioli.
That sounds horrible.
So it's like, it's like a ravioli, and inside is potato, but it's potato.
I don't like anything today, okay? Don't even try to talk to me.
Okay.
However.
How am I going to not talk to you for 2 hours?
However.
Yeah.
We can discuss Captain Marvel.
Did you go see it?
I went and saw it last night.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't know if we should discuss it. I mean, I didn't give our chat any warning about spoilers.
That sucks. Because I don't want to fucking talk about it. Actually, one thing specific, which is the biggest problem with spoiler of the entire movie. So.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Yeah, does anyone in chat right now care about Captain Marvel being spoiled? If you don't want it to be spoiled, say it now. Because our viewership usually grows as the show goes on. So, like, if these four or five
Probably
people that are here now, don't care, maybe we just talk about it right up front. And then the people who are on the podcast, not one of them has came and subbed. Screw them, dude.
Eat my grundle.
Right. Okay, Ball and Hobo, I'm waiting for Taco Truck to say it's okay to spoil. Once he said it's okay to spoil, we'll just start talking about it. I'm so happy you went and saw it, though, to be honest.
Yeah, man. I'd see things before this show.
Not usually.
All the time.
No.
Name the last one that I didn't see that you saw.
Well, that's not fair, because I don't see anything.
Yeah, boom. Right in your face. Boom. Right in your face.
You got me, man. You got me. All right, I'm waiting for Taco to say something. I don't want spoilers. Said, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, Taco. See, you drove him away.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah.
All right, well, okay. All right. Creep bad, scroll good, spoilers over. All right, well, what do you want to talk about?
That ending ending scene.
So, okay, well, you want to give your overall thoughts?
I surprisingly liked it. It was very good.
Hold on.
There was
Taylor just said he views all the trailers before the show, which is a low-key roast.
Oh, he does. That's true. But I'm ready for him to talk about. That's the same thing.
Okay, all right.
That's the same thing.
You know, honestly, the spoiler of Captain Marvel shouldn't have been a spoiler.
Which one?
I don't know.
The scroll thing?
It isn't really a spoiler. Like, the thing is, it's like a twist, but it's not a twist. Oh, my God! Taco truck with 500 bits! Making him the big D, keeping the show alive.
Yep.
Thank you, Taco.
Literally,
I hope he's not listening, because we already spoiled it.
I think he might have missed it.
I don't. Let me see. I'm just going to type, thank you. I love you. Send bread. Okay, is that better? Okay, yeah.
You can still watch the show, just mute it.
Yeah, why would you do that though? We are not that good looking.
We'll do some weird hand symbol to let you know that we're done talking about it. Either who?
Okay, continue. What now? So what?
So did they just blow up the entire comics by saying that the Skrulls are good?
I don't think so.
Or do you think they're good now?
I don't. I honestly don't know. I think from the Reddit comments that I've read that the Skrulls are both good and bad in the comics. Like, there's some where they are being tortured by the Kree, and then there's one where there's the secret invasion where they're bad. And I think everyone just assumed, because of the way the marketing is, that it was going to be the secret invasion storyline and not the Kree or jerk storyline.
Well, I'm saying they're saving that Kree invasion for later.
Well, it's interesting because
that was set in 1990, so we got 20 years for Ben Mendelsohn to go bad. I'm very shocked he wasn't the bad guy in a movie.
Dude, I was too. That was the biggest twist to me, is that he turned out to be good.
Once he became good and he got shot, I was like, you better not fucking kill this man.
Not only...
I will riot.
Not only was he not bad, he was the best character in that show.
Yeah, he was.
100% the best.
Yes, he was.
That scene where they're at the table and he's like, you didn't check orbit? You're the science guy? Yeah. You didn't know that? And the guy's just like...
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Science guy's like, I can retrofit your shuttle.
you're a science guy,
huh?
It's so good.
Also,
dude.
Lively Samuel L. Jackson was great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the thing is, I think all this movie did to me, because we talked about it several times before we went and saw it, because the Chuck Hardwoods out there.
Chuck Hardwoods.
That whole movie was, I think, it definitely felt like a woman power movie, but it did it because the movie is about woman power. It didn't feel...
There were, two or three scenes, and they were minor, one lines
right.
in it.
The cockpit scene?
I was kind of like, yeah.
The thing is like, I saw, there's at one point in the movie, very early on, because Captain Marvel doesn't have any memory of her time as Carol Danvers, the Air Force pilot. So, basically, the whole movie starts with her thinking she's a Kree, not knowing how she came to be a Kree. And she eventually ends up on Earth and then unravels her past. That's the basics of the story. Yeah. She doesn't even get her powers, really, until the last 20 minutes of the movie.
She has powers.
She has powers, but not the powers.
No.
Not like the powers. And so I think there's a couple times in it where, there's some douchebag men, making fun of her. But, to me... I think that those comments are fine because that probably actually happened in 1995 when women in the Air Force couldn't fly jets because they have boobs. I'm not really certain what the reasoning is.
Well,
I was
talking to Britt afterwards, and I was like, every single person who put her down or kept her down was a man. There was never one woman who was
Yeah, but I think that's
this.
But again, I think kind of the brilliance of it, because I agree with you. In 2019, if the movie was set in present day... That might be a little more crazy. But in 1990, it'd actually be 1990, 1987, it probably was a man's club in the Air Force.
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility that she'd be judged by men. And I think the whole falling down and getting back up thing has nothing to do with with anything besides the fact that she's tough.
Yeah.
Just happens to be a woman.
No, I liked the whole movie.
Yeah.
I really did. There were a couple scenes that were a little cringy for me, but I mean, I got why they were in there.
Yeah,
but,
Morris, yeah. There was a time change. We're on daylight savings time now. 2 weeks from now, you'll be on it. So for this show, Thursday show and Sunday show, and all of Z-Swig streams next week, I'll be starting an hour early, but it's technically 2:10 p.m. for us. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to...
Speaking of Welcome to Earth, did you see the last 15 minutes of that movie were just all Independence Day references, right? See alien craft following an Air Force through a canyon. Brie Larson punching Jude Law in the face and dragging him through the desert by his neck. All Independence Day references.
No.
Yeah, 100%. Dude.
Really?
I think so.
No.
Has to be a callback. Also, the movie came out in 1995. It has to be a reference to it.
No.
It has to be.
I mean, maybe the plane thing. Flying around. Does he really punch an alien, drag him through the dirt?
No, remember when he drags the the alien through the dirt in the Independence Day?
Never
punched
saw,
it in the you never saw Independence Day.
No. This has happened on the last three shows.
How have you never seen Independence Day?
How have you never seen The Departed?
Independence Day is a classic.
And
Departed
so is
sucks.
The Departed. It's a Martin Scorsese film with Leo.
Yeah, oh, I do love Leo. It's
yeah,
hard to with that.
Yeah, fucktard. That was enough.
Hey, Maniche, thank you for the raid. We're talking about Captain Marvel, so if you don't want to be spoiled, leave. Sorry.
Don't leave. Just. Haven't spoiled.
We're not. It's not really that much of a spoiler.
No,
it's really not. Like, there's not a big. I mean, the big twist is the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, and that's not really. I mean, it's the twist of the movie, but I wasn't like, ooh.
Like after I talked after the movie, I talked to Chris, and I was like, me and you, we should have seen it coming, the twist, because.
You knew Jude Law was going to be bad.
Well, not only that, but it's also, we watched the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
And the entirety of Agents, the first two-thirds of the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
was about the Kree having, they accidentally go forward in time in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, it's a whole thing. Just they went forward in time, and the Earth has been destroyed. It's a husk.
Gotcha.
Okay, and the Kree have shown up and they've enslaved the remaining humans, like under their rule, because they are noble warriors or whatever, hero warriors.
Yep, that one.
The Kree are better than everybody else, and everyone should serve them.
Right,
and so like that fits with their thing. So like when I was in the movie and they're like, nah, we refused to be subservient to them, so they captured us and now they're hunting us down and killing us. It's like, yeah, that sounds like exactly like what the Kree have been doing throughout
like,
the entirety of
the
movie.
I didn't really understand how the Kree were about to be good guys with Ronan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we should have known.
Yeah.
You know? Full of plot holes and jumps in the film with no explanation. I didn't feel that at all. In fact, if anything, it filled in some fun plot holes in the rest of the MCU. Like, there's a lot of cool
and
stuff with that
in
movie.
Jumps in the film? Yeah, I didn't think there were any jumps. No.
I thought it was really well done. Like, the Pegasus facility, underground one, is the same facility that's the beginning of Avengers 1 that blows up with the Tesseract. So, Nick Fury goes back there, uses it for the Tesseract study, and that's what blows up beginning of Avengers 1. So that's a really cool
Pegasus.
Yeah, that's a really cool.
I mean, the
like,
hangar looked like it was straight up from Captain America and Hydra's facility, but
yeah. Well, I mean, and I think some of the. My biggest complaint about the movie is that it feels out of place in the MCU right now because we haven't had an origin story since Doctor Strange,
right?
And I feel like we've been moving at a breakneck pace from Civil War to Infinity War, and even Spider-Man Homecoming, where Iron Man's in, and there's a lot of crazy stuff happening. And then this one just feels very isolated and very contained. And that's not a complaint of the movie.
No.
That's just kind of like, it's weird that it's here at the end of Phase 3, when it feels like if they would have released it back when Ant-Man got released, it would have felt a lot more natural, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, of course, with the post-credit scenes and all of that, so... When Fury says he has no idea where she is, next thing they are in a bar with her. Dude, he's S.H.I.E.L.D., dude.
No, he has an idea.
Right. He's
he got
also
a report of stolen motorcycle that matched.
He's also in S.H.I.E.L.D.
So they probably found the motorcycle and found her.
Yeah, and she lost her memory because the blast hit her and knocked her memory out. That's pretty self-explanatory, I thought. that.
Or the fucking hive mind AI thing is
blocked
trying to
block it. Could do
that
too.
With that little chippy chip.
Yeah. There's about a million reasons that that could happen. Someone wants to hate the movie and they're trying to figure out why. That's that review you read, Morris. Tell it.
Yeah. I mean, I was definitely expecting crap.
It's not
way more feminist kind of vibe.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like that at all. No. It doesn't. I mean, if you go in looking for it, you'll probably find some, but you could do that with any movie you want to pick apart.
Yeah.
It's not the best Marvel movie ever been made.
Way better. She is a way better character than Rey has ever been.
Oh, 100%.
She is not a Mary Sue. The movie definitely felt like she had to struggle to get to where she is. Why it works
is because instead of telling you over and over again, hey, this woman's powerful, they just let her be powerful.
Oh, yeah. She's a fucking badass.
And you can just figure it out. They don't need to be like... Good. Look at Rey. Look at what she's been through. Like,
I want to be Captain Marvel.
Like, Captain Marvel's awesome. I think what's happening is, I don't know if Marvel means to do this, but their newest movies, to be honest, the entire thing that I'm taking from these movies is that Thanos is unbeatable, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because Captain Marvel got her powers from the Space Stone and the Tesseract. All of her powers came from one stone.
Yeah.
And Thanos has six.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's setting it up for when Endgame shows up. There's no way that now that Captain Marvel showed up, they're just going to fly to Titan and just punch him really hard and beat him because Captain Marvel's so powerful. Because Thanos has the exact stone that gave Captain Marvel her powers and then five more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's really cool to me that it's basically like, they're not going to give you a cheap ending where they just run up and they just beat him in a fist fight. They're going to have to outsmart him because there's no other way to beat him right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the movie's going to be about. You really think that Thanos is going to be the bad villain throughout the entire movie?
I'll tell you what it's going to be. You want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
You want to know?
Do you have spoilers for it?
Well, there's no such thing as spoilers for this movie. There's just pieced together theories. Here's the one I like best. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Captain Marvel shows up very beginning of the movie. We already know that. Okay. So,
real quick. All right, so spoiler for the end. That was definitely that was a scene from Endgame, right?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. So, my thought was, when it starts, they're still getting numbers on how many people are dead.
Yeah.
So that tells me that it's like within days.
Yeah,
after
it's literally as it happened. Because he also says this is a nightmare.
Right.
Like it's the first time he's ever really like. It's like they got on their jet and flew back, and then Captain Marvel showed up immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was like to me. So I think the entire in-game trailer, misdirection. They want you to think that they're talking to Ant-Man, who is trapped in the quantum realm and doesn't know what happened. And who they're really talking to is Captain Marvel entire time. They're telling her what's going on. Okay? When they're looking up, when they're out on the lawn, looking up into space, person's edited out, it's Captain Marvel. That's Tony and Nebula showing up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Opening scene, in-game. Again, these aren't spoilers because there's no way to really know.
Yeah.
This is my theories. Opening scene, Endgame. Tony uses parts from Nebula to fix the ship, get back to Earth immediately. Opening scene. Like the Thor opening scene in Infinity War where he gets shot down in the Tesseract, in the Bifrost, goes see Doctor Strange, and then the opening titles. The entire first 5-10 minutes of the movie is gonna be Tony Stark figuring out how to fix the ship and get home.
Okay.
Now, he may not arrive at Earth in the first 10 minutes.
You don't see anything about Thanos? I feel like seeing where Thanos is at.
I don't think so.
Like a little hint of it might be a good way to
I don't think you're going to see Thanos. I'll tell you why. Because here's the entire plot of the movie that I'm making up now. Okay? You ready? So, Tony Stark, they show da 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 in game, okay? Tony Stark makes it back to Earth. It's in the trailer. You see him all looking up the sky. It lands down. He retires. He's done. He says, we got whooped. We're never going to beat him. I tried to outsmart him. I tried to outshoot him. He's better than all of us. I've failed with Ultron. Failed in Civil War. Failed in Iron Man 3. I'm tired of sucking. I'm retiring. Avengers can live on without Iron Man.
Okay.
What's up, Oni? Good to see you. So, he goes off to Malibu. Lives his life. In the meantime, the Avengers assemble. They go to Titan, wherever Thanos is. They try to beat him. They get their butts whooped. Okay, they're all beat down. They say, okay, this is it. Thanos won. We're just gonna have to work with rebuilding the universe after the snap.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to Ant-Man in the quantum realm. All right? he's flying around. He finds all these doors to different times. Okay, he's got like one in the past, one in the future. He, like, as you go forward, it gets more future. As you go past, it gets more past. Mm-hmm. He tries to get out as close to 2019 as possible, but he ends up in 2029. Okay, he goes and he finds Tony Stark. The reason I think he goes and finds Tony Stark is, one, we know he drives the van. He's not going to drive the van from San Francisco to New York in a post-snap world. Mm-hmm. It would be too hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think he drives to San Francisco down to L.A., to Malibu, where Tony Stark lives. Mm-hmm. And it also explains the security cam footage and him knocking on the front door, because I don't feel like Avengers Assemble or the place has a front door for him to just be like, hey, Avengers. Like, I don't think that exists. So he's at Tony Stark's house. That also explains why in the trailer Ant-Man is like, I was the guy who got big. Because Tony Stark, at the end of Civil War, goes, who are you? When he sees Scott Lang, he doesn't know him.
Yeah.
Captain America recruited him. Mm. So he would know Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So that's reason number two. I think he goes in and he tells Tony Stark, hey, I got here. What year is it? Tony Stark realizes that time travel through the quantum realm is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he hatches a plan to go back and forward in time to prevent Thanos from getting all the stones. Now, this is where I'm really just speculating. All
right.
Okay, all of this is going to happen guaranteed up to this point. Okay? You sit in that theater.
I mean, that sounds...
And you watch it. You go, wow, Seth's a freaking prophet, dude. And I will give 60 tier 3 subs in their show the next day. Okay?
Yes.
Now, here's what I don't know. So I do believe, I don't know how, they're all going to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna.
Well, you don't think that Tony would then fly him and Ant-Man to?
Well, I think that they,
or do you
will
think be spread out.
I think that they will go to meet up with the Avengers.
Mm.
Now, I haven't decided if it makes more sense that they stay in 2030 or whenever, or if they go back to 2019. Mm. I think they'll go back to 2019.
Okay.
Because otherwise they would have to age everybody, and everyone would have to have different lives and backstories. We'd spend too much of the movie being like, I haven't fought in a war for 10 years. Falcon's wings are real old. You know, is Falcon dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Rhodey's legs are real bitter. I had to change. I forgot who died. But anyway, the point remains. They go back to 2019 through the quantum tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hatch a plan.
Because technically the quantum tunnel is in...
It's in the
California.
Van. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's in the van. So they could just whoosh, anywhere they want to go. So they go to... Tony Stark has infinite resources. So they go to New York. They use the quantum tunnel, go back in time to present day. And then they hatch a plan to go and make copies of the Infinity Stones. Now, the reason I say copies...
How would you go about doing that?
Well, like, here's why ones? I think there's copies... Instead of just taking them. One, if you take them, you mess with the entire space-time continuum. What's up, Chillin' Gamer? How you doing, man? Okay? Mm. So, like, if you just take the space stone, then Thanos may not even show up, period.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can't do that. You have to leave the entire three phases of the MCU alone. You can't just negate them.
Mm-hmm.
By changing events that use the stones. Because Dark World had a stone. Guardians 1 had a stone. The Battle of New York had two stones. You know, you see a stone in every movie except the Soul Stone. So you'd mess with all of these franchises if you decided to remove the stones. Like, when do you go back and take the Time Stone? Before Doctor Strange gets there? Well, then Doctor Strange, the movie can't happen. So
yeah.
Then does Doctor Strange become the Sorcerer Supreme? Probably not. You know, so it's that type of idea. You can't mess with it. Happy birthday, Nintendo Master. Hope you're doing good, man. 15? Pog. The new 2DS XL? I feel like no one plays that system anymore, man, but good for you. Good for you. What good games you going to get? So I don't think they're going to retcon everything. I don't think they're going to let the past die. Okay, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
So I think because Shuri did all the mapping of the Mind Stone on Vision's head,
mm-hmm.
they're now going to know how to recreate an Infinity Stone using her technology.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
That's what I think.
That is a terrible... That is
you a
terrible
prophet! Prophet! Like I said, this may all be lies.
So there will be two Infinity Gauntlets at the
yes.
end?
Yes. So they're going to split up into teams, and the Cody's going to make them all the quantum suits. We've seen them in on the toys and stuff. And they're going to go back to the Battle of New York. They're going to go to the Dark World. They're going to go to the Collector to get the Power Stone, to get the Reality Stone. They're going to go back to Battle of New York to get the Space Stone, the Mind Stone. I don't know what they're going to do about the Soul Stone and stuff. Like, maybe they'll go back and they'll see Gamora, you know? Who knows? But anyway, they're somehow going to go back in time, and that way they're just going to come in, scan it when Loki's not looking to not mess with the timeline, and then go back to the present. So it's basically a drive-by. There's going to be no interaction because they can't change the Battle of New York because then it would mess with the entirety of the MCU. Mm-hmm. So they got to go back to the Battle of New York when Loki's not looking, scan the Infinity Stone, jump back to the present. And eventually they're going to build a new gauntlet because they showed the mold. They're going to build a new gauntlet. Hulk's going to wear it. And then that's going to be the Battle of Thanos. And how the movie ends.
No.
And they're going to undo the snap.
I don't think the Hulk ever wears the gauntlet.
Well, I'm telling you, he is.
Why?
Because he's got who else is going to?
Enough?
Well, and he's the only one powerful enough to do it.
You don't think Iron Man could make a suit that would
No, I don't think Iron Man could hold...
I don't even know if that would work.
I don't think Iron Man could hold an Infinity Gauntlet. So that's what I think. My current 3DS is broken. Oh, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense then, man. You got plenty of other games to play, dude. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy.
So much sense. Enjoy that old system from...
Hey, man, I would rather get the 2DS than the 3DS. 3D I never use. It's...
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Have I read the comics? I have not, Morris.
Hasn't that also been out for, like, 10 years?
Oh, it's been out for a long time. Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
Can't you, like, buy something off of eBay with, like, every single game from that console?
I don't think you can for that.
I think you can.
No, because I think Nintendo keeps updating the DRM and stuff.
The what?
The digital rights management.
Yeah, but still people steal it. Just buy that Soldier Boy game thing.
Yeah, that's right. Chillin'. Instead of buying a Nintendo 3DS, go buy Soldier Boy's game system. That'd be better.
He got sued by Nintendo for stealing their games.
Well, he should have. It looks literally the same thing.
Well, and he stole their games.
Well, then he probably
like,
should
literally
be
literally the files for the games. Just put them on one gaming console and was like, here's a console with 150 games on it. Enjoy yourself.
Did he really do that?
Yeah.
That's a really stupid idea.
Yeah.
How did no one in his life go, you can't do that?
Well, I think there are companies that
it's like Goshi, and he's like red instead of green.
Well, I'm pretty sure he just outsourced everything on that website that we looked at. Like, he didn't make any of that. He just branded it. And so he got the biggest traction, I would say, on a system like that. And he was selling it for a lot of money compared to the people that are selling it for, like, I don't know, $30.
So you tell me, like, those people in the mall that have, like, those like things that are, like,
that's the
it's not Space Invaders, it's Space
Invaders.
Coming to get you, Invaders, Chinese knockoff. So he's Soldier Boy. He can do whatever he wants. I don't feel like Soldier Boy has earned that.
He can't because he got sued.
Yeah, he had one song.
He's supposed to be in jail. I don't know.
He had one song that was good. But anyway, that's how Endgame's going to end. So, boom. Write it down, dude. Write it down. Thank you, Fox, for the host. So there you go, man.
That won't happen.
That's exactly how it's going to happen. No. I guarantee you.
I don't think it's the Hulk versus Thanos. That's just too boring. I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't know if it'll be the Hulk versus Thanos, but the Hulk will have a gauntlet.
No, that doesn't sound fun to me.
What would be fun to you, man?
I don't know. Something not that.
Or how mad are you going to be now when it's that?
I'm going to be real mad.
Are you going to be double mad because, one, you don't like it, and, two, I was right?
Yeah.
I imagine you sitting in the theater, and as what I just said continues to unfold, and I'm more and more correct, your rage... We're getting more and more high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll probably forget everything you said by that point in time, but...
X-Men Fly... Oh, dude. I don't think... Are you talking about the comics, or is that what you want? That would be great. I don't think that's going to happen, because they're not going to be owned in time.
You remember that cameo post that...
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman? Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, what else could it be for? It could be for Dark Phoenix.
It could easily be for Dark Phoenix, yeah. Yeah. I would love for that to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
They didn't have the rights in time because they don't own it until, I think it's this month is when they actually end up owning it. But still, like, if it comes out in April, they're not going to have time to put X-Men in the movie. The movie's done. They said Final Cut is done. Mm-hmm. They said that it was done. I think last week there was an article that said Avengers is finalized. So,
interesting.
Yeah. But I think that's what's going to happen.
God, I'm just fucking ready, man.
Yeah. But
I want to explode.
Captain Marvel was great. It was great.
Really good.
It wasn't. It's again. I don't think it's the best movie Marvel's ever made. but it's probably the best origin. Well, I don't know. I really like Doctor Strange origin story.
Really?
I do. I really like it. I think visually, I think, is why I like it so much. Yeah. It's just fun to watch. But, and I also, we're Cumberbitches. I mean, what do we got? I see that man's face. I love it.
You're ridiculous.
But yeah, it was really good. Sam, and the funny thing is that, like, honestly, I think if the Chuck Hardwoods out there would stop being like, it's feminist propaganda, and instead they'd be like Captain Marvel, even though she's a great character, is the weakest character in that movie because Samuel L. Jackson's so good. Ben Mendelsohn is so good.
Yeah, I really didn't think Brie Larson did a great job acting.
I think her acting was fine because her character, the entire time they say it 50 times, no emotion. Don't show emotion. Mm-hmm. Like, what's she got to do, show emotion? I think the times when she showed emotion, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I think the only, like, they used her showing emotion as a plot device in the movie to say, like, she's not Kree. She's a human. She has emotion, and she's trying to suppress it. So I bet she won't be as emotionless going forward. But I think that's a plot device. So when people go, wow, she looks emotionless in the trailer, that's like being like, wow, Darth Vader sure looks like a Sith. It's like, yes, that is the literal point. So, but Ben Mendelsohn and the cat and Samuel L. Jackson are the best part of that movie.
I cannot believe the cat.
It's so good, dude.
It's so dumb.
It's so good.
So dumb. Is that from the comics?
Yeah. Yeah. That
gigantic eating.
A Flurkin is a creature with a pocket dimension inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how it works, but apparently they can eat stuff and just store it in their pocket dimension. So it's kind of like me and buffalo wings. It just enters an abyss that doesn't actually exist.
That makes sense, man. Yeah. You're a Flurkin.
I'm a buffalo wing Flurkin, dude. But I knew he was going to get his eye scratched out by a cat. I knew that. We called that when we saw the first trailer. Cat's going to scratch his eye out. Okay? And they debated us about a dozen times.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people now, here's the reigning theory. A lot of people think Maria Hill is a Skrull.
Why?
Because when they land on the beach, there's one extra Skrull than you see in the end of the movie. All of the Skrulls are accounted for except one. Throughout the movie. So you got Talos, you got the one who died, got the guy in the subway, but there's one that's, or the metro, there's one that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that she stays in S.H.I.E.L.D., hangs out with Nick Fury, and it's Maria Hill. That's what people say, man.
That's a weird theory.
Or it's just a continuity error, and people are looking way too much into it.
Yeah.
That could also be, but
I don't know.
It's one of those things, it hits me like the Ulysses Claw stuff, or the guy from Iron Man 1. What's the guy's name? Cowboy. Jeff Bridges. That guy. You know, they killed off villains or characters in one movie that I feel should have lasted for more. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really sad we're not going to have any more Ulysses Claw.
Yeah.
Because he's great. Mm-hmm. The guy, Bilbo. Opposite Bilbo. Gollum.
Yes. Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, thank
good
you.
God, man.
Dude, I'm stroking out. Stroking out, man.
Yar.
Andy Serkis. Loved him.
Yar.
I'm sad that he died in Black Panther. We're not going to get more of him.
He may not be dead.
And so I would be sad if there's no more Skrulls because I think that's a really cool concept.
Mm.
So it'd be fine with me if there is another Skrull laying around or if Captain Marvel brings Skrulls back. Or.
Well, anywho, I was very shocked. Like, yes, there wasn't like a big battle. There wasn't a climactic real ending to
it. It's just her being a badass. That's literally the end of the movie.
She literally wrecks people, mm-hmm. like flossing her teeth.
Right.
And, like, no trouble.
And that's why I took away from that, like, what we're supposed to get from that movie, I mean, I don't think we're supposed to get from what super nerds are supposed to get from that movie, is that she's not going to be able to trash Thanos, because even though her, with the power of one stone, can grab a Kree ballistic missile and turn it around and throw it into a bunch of other Kree ballistic missiles and make Ronan the Accuser run away with his tail between his legs. Imagine what you could do with six of those bad boys.
Yeah.
That's what I take away from that, and I think that's really cool to show the power and stuff of it.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of agree with you.
I don't know if that's intentional.
They did a decent
but...
job, I guess. I don't know. I might need to rewatch Infinity War, but yeah, they really haven't. They've shown some power,
right?
But not like.
Well, I don't think you really. I don't think.
Well, he did throw a moon at a planet.
Well, and he also beat the Hulk with two of them. Just fist punch, just punched him to death.
I think
he'd done that without him. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the thing is that we just kind of look at Thanos and like, oh, he has no power without the gauntlet. But then they showed us the Hulk scene to show, no, he has lots of power without the gauntlet. And then now they're showing us the individual power of the stones. Because most of the stones in the other movies are just like, they do one trick. Like the reality stone, you know, it does one thing. you know, the entire movie. It changes reality. But that's not, like, it's still an Infinity Stone, you know? And, like, they use the Time Stone once in Doctor Strange. They repair a book, and then he does Dormammu's thing. Mm-hmm. And that's all you see of it, you know? And then the next time you see him in use is really, like, when he snaps. But really, they're super powerful. Like, you get a little bit of it in Vision, you know? You get a little bit of it with Loki. But for the most part, I don't think you really grasp how powerful, if he wanted to go full strength, how powerful it would be. And I think they show you a little bit of that by showing you Captain Marvel. Because she's a badass in this movie, dude. She really is. She's a really cool powers. I liked it.
Yeah, I'd
liked it a lot.
It for sure. It was a good movie.
So, I think, I don't know, it's got the lowest... It's just getting bombarded on Rotten Tomatoes by user reviews who are just flaming it. It has more user reviews than any other Marvel movie. more than Infinity War. It has more user reviews.
Yeah.
And the majority are negative, even though the Rotten Tomatoes score is high. So people just hate to hate, man. The internet's garbage.
Yeah.
And I look at that and I go, that's why Rotten Tomatoes turned them off. You know? Because at least if they're going to get flamed, they can wait to get flamed until the movie came out. Because people are going to flame it even if they don't see it. So they might as well not see it after they have an opportunity to see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just silly. But
yeah,
I like
it. It's real dumb when you stand your, you hang yourself on your own political stance.
It's just like, what do you think you're accomplishing by putting a negative review on Rotten Tomatoes? Like, there's someone out there who's like, hey, I'm going to leave a negative review, and that's going to really stick it to the man.
They think that they can change what the studios are doing with this whole
Marvel
SJW
Studios
kind of vision.
Marvel Studios and Disney made, I think this is the biggest opening ever for, like, this type of movie. Like, this week.
Yeah.
It's set new records. Like, it's like Black Panther. They tried to do the same thing for Black Panther. Black Panther, nominated for Oscars, which I think also kind of perpetuates the SJW state because the Oscars are rigged.
Mm.
But they also tried to review bomb it. And Black Panther, not as good as this movie, for the record.
Fuck no.
No, not nearly as good, so.
Fuck no. I don't know. It might just be because we're not black.
No. I'm not a woman. Well, okay. I'm way more of a woman than I am black.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But this movie was, I think it just, story-wise, it was better. I don't know. I think the humor is what did it for me. It's Nick Fury's performance.
It was a lot funnier than I was going to.
It's funny, dude. Mm-hmm. Remember when they're like, how do you transform? And he's like, well, I got to see it first. And she's like, well, could you turn into a filing cabinet? And he's like,
why?
Why would I?
Would I turn into a filing cabinet?
I really wouldn't touch that. Oh, you're such a good cat. That's not a cat. So good, dude. So mm-hmm. good. But I think that they have to be good because I don't think that they wanted Brie Larson to be emotional. I think that's kind of the whole point. But I do think that going forward we're going to get better movies from her. I don't know. Do you think that the next movies, the sequels, will be prequels? Like, do you think – because she leaves at the end of the movie to go help the Skrulls find a homeworld. Like, that's the end, you know, and that's why she has the pager, so she needs to come back, you know, because she's galaxies away or whatever, you know. That's going to be the idea. So, do you think that there'll be
maybe
adventures of Marvel and Skrull? You know,
Star Lord crossover,
right?
Because he hooked up with a Kree girl at once, and he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
She might not identify as Kree anymore, but you know,
Marvel is somehow masterfully, like, the nerdiest movies, the ones about space, are the ones I think that the general populace want more of now, like the ones that are down to earth. I care less about than the one. Like, I would much rather have a Guardians Captain Marvel movie, I think, at this point, than I would another Iron Man.
Or a Black Widow movie.
Yeah, or Black Widow. That's a great example. Yeah, I don't really care about. I just don't like Black Widow. But I think,
I really don't either.
I don't know. The point of her movie, I think, is part of the reason I don't like Black Widow.
I don't know. She's looking real odd these days.
Well, I think I'm not looking forward to the Black Widow movie because I don't care that much about Black Widow. But I think that might be why they should give her own movie, because she doesn't get enough screen time in the other movies for us to care about her. So if she gets her own movie, maybe we'll care about her. You know?
I think she's gotten enough screen time.
I don't know. Dude. She has like 6 lines in Infinity War. Dude.
I mean,
like, she's
but
barely
Cap
in it.
Has 6 lines.
But he also has 3 movies.
But she's also in basically all of those.
She's in...
Two out of three.
She's in Civil War. She's in Winter Soldier. She's in Iron Man 2. And then the Avengers movies. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's a
I mean,
lot.
How many movies is Iron Man in? And
how many
lines does he get?
Benedict Cumberbatch in? Two?
Two, yeah.
That doesn't
But he matter. Has his own movie.
So?
He has way more screen time than all of Black Widows combined, I would say. I bet so.
She was a real big part in...
Avengers
Soldier.
1.
And Winter Soldier,
okay. Yeah, she was.
Now, if we're talking about Hawkeye here, that's a whole different story.
Hawkeye can get flushed down the toilet. If they said that there was a Hawkeye movie coming out, I would jump off the MCU. That'd be my Last Jedi. I'd be done. I don't care at all about Hawkeye. At all. Like, Black Widow, I go, I don't really care about
her, better
but
start caring.
I'm interested
no
more.
Ronan.
I don't care about Ronan either.
Which makes no sense because they have two people named Ronan.
What?
Ronan the Accuser and then Ronan now is Hawkeye.
Oh, God. You're right.
That's really weird. It's
we got an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man and a Ronin and a Ronan.
Yeah.
That's like Bruce Wayne's and Superman's mother being named the same
Martha! Carl!
Oh, my God, dude. That's silly. I didn't really think about that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Ronan and Ronin. One's accusing and one is really good with arrows.
Swords.
Swords now, yeah. I don't know, man, but I'm very excited for Endgame now. Mm. So, I mean, I think just because I know it's going to happen because
I was kind of getting flamed out on it until I saw this, and now I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, dude, when they played the Avengers theme right at the end of the movie, you're like, ah, yeah, it's like, oh, I had to change my pants, dude.
Dude, that Endgame scene, though, oof.
So good, right? It just tells me I just want more of that. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 hours is not going to be enough.
No.
It's not going to be enough, so.
Nope. But now I'm also going to want to see it like three times in one day.
And my mom goes, is there any major characters that they're going to kill anyone in Endgame? And I'm like, I have no idea. I think they might kill Cap. But I also don't think they'll kill anyone.
Really?
I think that people will retire more than they'll die. Mm. But at the same time, I don't know, it's weird to have permadeaths when literally the entirety of Endgame is going to be reversing death. You know, like, if everyone who got snapped comes back to life, but then Cap is dead, it's like, really, you can't use the time stone? Like, how are they gonna write out that plot hole? You know, I think that's my problem with it. Yeah. So, but who knows, dude?
I'm assuming.
I mean, the Russo brothers who made that, who made Civil War and made Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier and Infinity War are the best movies in the MCU right now, to me.
Mm.
And like, I have until they do something bad, I'm going to trust that they're going to be good.
The only way that I could see if they start killing people and you can't go back or something like that,
right?
Well, no, because they have the fucking.
That's right.
Quantum
like, that's what I'm saying. Is that
gonna, it's either Time Stone or Quantum Realm,
right? They have, and so if the Time Stone breaks, which feels cheap, they can still.
They're going to try and destroy the Infinity Stones.
I don't know, man.
That's my guess.
I mean, they probably should.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you I guess you can. They set
How
precedent.
How else would you do it?
Yeah. Because yeah. there'd just be another Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to try and do that, and if they end up doing that, then I was going to say he could die and they can't do anything about it, but then the Quantum Realm isn't anything with an Infinity Stone unless it's something to do with the Soul Stone.
Who knows, man?
Who the fuck knows, man? They've made no connection.
No.
Well, Ant-Man and the stuff.
And they've told us that the trailer is like the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when we watched that, we're like, really? We think all that's going to have the first 20 minutes? And now that we know Captain Marvel is there. Like, the movie's going to open and she's there.
Yeah.
Like, because what movie was it? Was it Ultron? I think it might have been Ultron. The end credit scene of one of the movies showed a scene from Civil War. I think it was Ultron. Because it was the scene where they go in and they find Bucky in the bunker. Mm-hmm. It's a literal scene from the movie.
Yeah, I was talking to Britt about that.
I think that's exactly what we saw here. Like, there's going to be some movie beforehand, and then we're going to get that exact scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's not foreshadowing like the other ones
that's
are.
What
this
I'm
is
saying.
The exact
like, that's
scene.
A, that's literally a clip from the
that's
Endgame movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think she's going to show up right away.
Right.
So I do think now that trailer, they edited her out. I think that they edited her out, and we are only seeing the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Or 20 minutes, whatever. I'm telling you, man. Sure. I'm a prophet. That's what's
going
to happen.
Them and Game of Thrones both aren't showing shit from the end
I'm
of
mad
the
about Game of Thrones, dude. I want them spoilers. Me and Taylor are about to burn down...
You're just going to have to watch...
Ireland or wherever they farm
everyone
it.
Else.
Morris, is it okay if we burn down Ireland? It's about to be
it's
burned
Belfast,
down anyway, right?
Yeah, it's Belfast.
Yeah, we're going to burn it down until they give us spoilers.
I was watching an interview with Lena Headey.
Okay. I don't like her.
She said...
She has the same problem to me as Joffrey, where I hate her because I hate Cersei.
She said in the interview, I think she slipped...
Morris says, yeah.
And said everyone, including her, was in Belfast. And Belfast is where they're shooting Winterfell and all that shit.
Okay.
So she is there for something up there. Now, my theory was maybe it's wintertime, so maybe they're trying to recreate King's Landing.
Well, where do they shoot
Belfast.
The other stuff?
Croatia is where they shoot King's Landing.
Okay, but where do they shoot the battle, like the wall scenes and stuff?
The wall is Iceland.
Okay, so no matter what, wouldn't be in Belfast unless she's at Winterfell.
I think.
Right.
Because, Belfast they used for, I think they said, forest scenes, so sometimes in Essos.
What if the dragon comes out of the very first episode and picks her up and then brings her to Winterfell?
I don't think that will happen.
Jamie's like, can we just go get my sister? Just tie her up. I don't care, but bring her here. And Khaleesi's like, let's go, Mr. Dragon. And they pick her up, and she's just drinking wine, floating in some feet. That'd be great, dude.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
I don't know. I'm really interested. I feel like we know, like you said, like, you know, the White Walkers are going to win, they're going to lose. Like,
right.
That's the end of the movie.
Right.
Or the show. I want to know about the little tiny... Because rewatching it, I'm seeing all these plot lines that they kind of set up,
yeah.
And then just.
I think if I was as into the Game of Thrones extended universe as I was Marvel, I'd be really more into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I need you to be Game of Thrones to my Marvel, please. Can you do that,
dude? There's like 100 videos on YouTube about like really well animated.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to combine all of that into 30 minutes every Sunday for me, please.
Okay, where do you want me to start? Like where everything starts. Because I'm going to do this really poor justice because I know it, but I don't really know.
Here's the problem is that I feel like we've already done that, okay, with the guy with the flaming sword because I had no idea he was even in his season besides the last one.
Yeah.
So I feel like everything you're going to tell me, I'm just going to be like, what, really? And so I really feel like we should just wait, and then I sit silently through the new episode, and then I go, tell me why that was significant. And then for the next 2 hours, you and Britt can just yell at me about why I just watch what I watch and why it's good, and I feel like that might be the best way.
Start with Aegon. I was going to go further back than
He's
that.
The king, right? Mad King?
Yeah.
Explain this one to me.
But he's like also the fifth Aegon in the Targaryen.
Right, right. Line. Yeah, and he's blonde, right? White hair.
Yeah
of course. Yeah, of course. Not Jon Snow.
Yeah, that's
the guy who has a last name of Snow has dark hair in a family of white hair. Explain that alliteration to me.
Because one white-haired man fucks a very dark-haired woman.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's right. The man should be dominant in all things, including genes. Here's one I really... Okay, jokes aside, dude. Here's what I actually need you to describe to me, because I've been watching some trailers, trying to catch up, figure out what's going on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me this one. Explain this one to me, if you can, okay? Why does Sansa suck so much?
Britt's right. Aerys is actually the Mad King. I see. She should do it. She's been looking up, like, book... Like she's got like spreadsheets on the difference, literally spreadsheets on the differences between the show and the books.
I mean, I don't blame her. Like it's complicated. I can't keep up.
Yeah. I mean, Children of the Forest. Taylor's right. That's kind of where it starts.
I don't care at all about that. I don't care. I want to see who dies and who lives.
Well, then
I think I'm the average popcorn.
Why should I explain the lore to you if you don't give a shit?
That's what I'm saying. After the episode, I'll just be like, tell me what's really significant
about
that.
Well, you're not going to get any of this old school lore and
what's
going to happen.
Well, then I'll stop you and be like, don't care about that, and I'll save you all the time.
Whatever.
You know? I just want to care, but I don't want to care that much.
How about you just don't care?
Okay, I'm fine with that, too. Can I still hate Sansa?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Because that's really all I care about, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
She's the new Joffrey to me. I just want her to go. Just want her to go away. I'm imagining Britt, like when I used to work at the aircraft company, we used to have these binders that were like this thick. People would bring them to meetings and reference them as like they were talking about parts. That's what I imagine Britt will show up with. Pocket
She's
protector,
got, like, a
giant spreadsheet.
Page spreadsheet.
It's one of those things with like the dots and the margins, you know, because it came off a dot matrix printer and she's like, you know, She's just unfurling it in my house.
There you go.
That's what I was. She's laying it out on the table and being like, if this happened here, and this happened here, oh!
No.
You're like, you tell me on this timeline where Sansa's good. Oh, wait. That doesn't exist. What's happening?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, when Sansa was good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you already told me that one time with Ramsay Sausage. Everybody's like, ooh, the sausage. That guy. What's that guy's name? Ramsay, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, she did something to him that was good, right?
Sicked the dogs on him.
Oh, okay. Is that it? Him. Anyone could have done that.
I mean, anyone could have. John was about to, but then he looked at her and he's like, oh, I guess I'll let you have this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you not remember the sixth season?
No.
God, your memory.
I only
is
saw
horrible.
It once, dude.
I've seen it 5 times.
It was 2 years ago, man. It it's times. So long ago. It's so long ago.
No, she gets worse after Ramsay, babe.
I thought Ramsay died in the last season.
In season 6, not 7.
Are we this season 8? Mm-hmm. We're going into? Oh, okay. So she's only been post-Ramsay like 8 episodes.
Season 7 was that whole Arya and Sansa whole conflict for no fucking reason, only to lead you on to them killing Littlefinger. That was season 7, Sansa and Arya.
Oh, God, see, I feel like that was last season.
That is last season. Season 7 was the last season.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You're fucking... your brain work? Your brain working?
I think I remember everything that happens. I may not remember the order in which it happens. I think is... Yeah, but can you be better? Like, if you're a zero, you're always a zero, right? It's like, oh, I'm 2 times better than I was in season 1 when I was a -8, you know? Of course, then she's a -16 mathematically, which actually may be true because I think her graph of like, all right, here's I don't mind when you're on screen, but I don't care at all about you. Mm-hmm. And here's Sansa. Okay, I want to make sure. Okay, you can see it. All right, I think what happened is her scale went like this, and now it's going back down again. I think it was really close.
When was it really close?
Probably during the time that you're describing that she was good.
She wasn't good.
Okay, well then maybe never.
The only thing she does...
Kill Mystique.
...is go to Littlefinger and is like, hey, I need your knights. Come with me because you love me.
Remember that little girl? Isn't Jorah Mormont, isn't that like his aunt or whatever?
His sister.
Sister, yeah. Mm-hmm. She is a million times better than Sansa.
1,000%.
Why doesn't she get more scream time?
Right?
She would have taken care of Littlefinger.
Yeah.
No problem. If she was in charge...
I mean, Arya brought that up in season 7. Like, because Arya got the letter that Sansa wrote way back in season 1.
Okay.
Where she was
I remember that, yeah.
Rob come down and kneel before Joffrey. Yeah,
save me from my oppressors.
Yeah, and then... Her Sansa's excuse was, I was just a child. And then Arya's like, oh yeah, Lyanna Mormont's 10 years old and she's fighting battles and shit. You want to go tell her you were too young to
great point.
Stand up for what
so you're telling
in?
Me characters in the universe are also roasting Sansa.
Oh yeah, Arya does not like her.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then Jon and her get into it because right after he comes back from the dead, Sansa shows up and is like, oh, we need to go and take over Winterfell. And he's like, no, I'm fucking done fighting. I just got stabbed 8 times.
Also by a child.
Yeah.
For the record. Yeah. She's literally the only reason Jon even tried to win back Winterfell. Jon wasn't going to go.
Okay. I would have rather seen where Jon went on his own.
I think here's the thing.
Because he killed the guys, then he's like, I'm done being Lord Commander. I'm off. I'm going somewhere.
And see, this is the thing.
Like, where the fuck was he going
to
go?
Like, I think I've tried to express this feeling many times. Like, I don't care about winning back Winterfell because the White Walkers are just going to burn it anyway.
Yeah.
What's the point of all these worldly possessions when the end game is up there, man? Like, that's the whole problem I have with Game of Thrones is that about 4 seasons in, I realized it didn't matter any of this. All of these politics and the Game of Thrones, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because all that really matters is that certain characters that you like or would make a significant difference again, the Battle of the White Walkers, like Jon Snow, stayed alive and able to do the fight. Sansa's not going to help.
The only reason why he
cooked, put her on a spit.
The only reason the story had him take back Winterfell is so that they could base their first battle attack on the White Walkers from Winterfell. That's the only reason.
Let me ask you this question. If you had an entire series based around Sansa, filled with battles and badassery, or an entire season where Jon Snow is drinking with the Hound, which season would you rather watch?
I mean, the one with the battles, probably. Yeah, but
you're dead to me, man.
I mean, didn't you say that you didn't like Game of Thrones because, like, half the fucking episodes, nothing happens?
No, I mean, you don't think a buddy comedy between Jon Snow and the Hound wouldn't be the most watched television of all time?
No, because we're about to get a movie called Hobbs and Shaw, where they took that idea and ran with it.
That movie's going to make $1 billion.
It is, yeah. But it's going to be shit.
I kind of want to go see it, just so to good. Watch that train wreck, oh, you know? They played a trailer of it before Captain Marvel. Did you? They also played a Shazam trailer before Captain Marvel, and I felt like that was
I think we missed that one.
Betrayal.
Well, like, yeah, they're basically the same person.
Yeah, but they're DC, man.
It's betrayal. Yeah, but I think he was originally called Captain Marvel.
Shazam was?
Mm-hmm. But it was still a DC comic.
Does DC have any ideas?
DC's real dumb. I don't know. I think they just bought things back in the day and was like, yeah, this sounds good. It might have been before Marvel was
Shazam,
called Marvel.
The movie actually looks pretty good. I kind of want to go see that. I would go see that, but...
No.
No.
No to what?
Britt just watching our show. Dummies. These stupid dummies. Oh, they're the worst. Oh, do you want to get into topics?
Yeah.
Because we've done an hour of show right now, and I have not clipped anything because all we've done is talk about
movies.
I want
to know what the fuck she's talking about no to.
I think the Shazam part would be
good. That is 1,000% true.
Yeah. Or she's saying Hobbs and Shaw would be good.
No. Yes, she did say that last night watching the trailer.
That's a Brit movie to me, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's. I mean, not, no offense. It's just that she likes Transformers. I feel like she's going to like Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Even though there's no Mark Wahlberg in it. But he might show up. You never know. He could be in it.
You never know.
Mark Wahlberg steps out of his Dodge Caravan that we figured out he owned. It's still weird to me that he owns a Dodge Caravan.
Yeah, man, he's got kids.
I know, that's what you said, but it's still weird to me. All right, they make Escalades, you know? That's all I'm saying. He's got a caravan. It's weird to me. Okay, dude, we got a lot of weird stuff to talk about.
Let's
today.
Talk some weird stuff, mans.
Okay, you want to get the... Let's just... Well, we're on movies. I don't know what this means. But Christopher Nolan's latest movie is described as North by Northwest meets Inception. Any idea what that is?
No, I don't know what North by Northwest
I don't is. Either. My memories are not just of the films themselves and the amazing adventures unfolding on screen. They're also of the sense of occasion. Being a young child entering an architectural space that's so much bigger and grander than myself. The thrill of the curtains opening. Moving to enlarge the screen for a widescreen presentation. Above all, my enduring memories are of scale. The size of the screen. The idea of seeing people in places that are larger than life, potentially overwhelming, but engrossing and involving.
Do you think, wait, real quick, just side note.
Yeah.
Do you think Britt hadn't responded yet because she went to Google and was like, was Shazam originally called Captain Marvel? This is bullshit. And then it was like, yes, he was. And then she's like, oh, no. Well, fuck.
I think that she hasn't responded because we're too dumb to respond
no,
to.
No, she'd respond if she was right. What was I just talking about? Damn it, what was in my head?
I don't know.
Shit.
Can I get back to...
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Screen X thing at Regal?
I saw a picture of it. It looks like they project it onto the walls.
Yeah, they do.
What's that?
It's really fucking weird. So apparently, now, they're recording and doing CGI for all the scenes... So you have your main screen, right?
Okay.
So they make fake shit that if you're looking like your eyes are the camera, you'd see, you know, your peripherals.
Okay.
They just make shit for the side of the screens now that has nothing to do with the movie, yet still has all the CGI in it, records it when they're recording the fucking movie... And projects it on the side.
So it's like a super widescreen movie, mm-hmm. But outside of the screen cutoff, nothing important happens.
Nothing important happens, but I mean, occasionally, like if you.
So it's supposed to be fully engrossing?
The camera, like, passes right by your face. So on the main screen, you see what's in front of you, but on the projected side screen, you'll still see your face after the camera technically moves
past. Isn't that what IMAX is supposed to be? Because the screen is so big, you can't see the whole thing at once?
I mean, Britt was saying, like, the domed ones are kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, our IMAX isn't. It's all in one. Just all in your
That sounds
vision.
Like the stupidest. That sounds like a
it
gimmick.
It was quite... It was a little distracting.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, we went to
that
one.
Oh, you did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to that one last night. And so there are some scenes that have it, and then some scenes that don't. So it's kind of like, this shot in IMAX, this isn't. But some scenes have this peripheral kind of... It was kind of cool. It made the whole room a little brighter, though, since now there's three projectors, but...
That's weird. I don't know how I feel about that. Omnimax with a huge dome screen. I mean, I don't know if there's a different name.
Yeah, there's two different ones. But IMAX screens are huge.
The Cosmosphere has a domed IMAX.
But then there's that is technically an IMAX.
Right.
But it is a domed screen.
Right, and you kind of look up at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they use it for, like, weather, like movies, like documentaries. Yeah. You don't play Captain Marvel on it.
I mean, I think they've played IMAX movies on it, like, once.
Really? Oh, no, man. Probably play The Dark Knight there. I feel like that was played everywhere. That's weird, though. Would you recommend it?
I think it would be interesting to see once, but it is definitely distracting. Like, you're like, oh, fuck, what just happened when it switches from right
yeah,
in front
see,
of you?
Yeah, see, like I think
that.
I would rather, like, we went and saw Infinity War at the AMC that had, like, the immersive seats and whatever, mm-hmm. and that, honestly, I feel was more distracting if I just watched it.
Yeah. I mean, Brent, we went and saw it there, and then I went and saw it with my parents and Britt in the IMAX.
Right.
And I liked it better in the IMAX.
Okay. Yeah. You saw it twice?
Yeah.
Infinity War.
That one.
How many times did I see it? I might have only seen it once. No, I saw it twice. I don't remember. No, I definitely saw it twice, because I went pee in different scenes so I could see the whole movie, dude. 900
Britt, is
IQ
this your
memory.
Show? Is this your show, Britt? But you keep those comments to yourself over there.
Britt, you chat all you want, okay? I don't know why Colby's getting so fired up.
Because she's literally
she's contradicting
everything
you.
I say.
It's literally what Twitch chat is there for, man. Hey, what's up, April? How are you? Good to see you today. I like to watch movies at home. Full enjoyment shouldn't require pants. Well, I just don't wear pants to the theater. I've only been arrested twice. I don't think it's a big problem.
So what the fuck's he making?
I don't know. I read those quotes. I don't know what they mean. We'll be certainly asking exhibitors to really help us and asking you to be our partners in terms of putting on a show for the audience and giving them a reason to come out for the evening, engage with the world of cinema, which we all love so much. What we never want to forget is the idea of showmanship. Whatever the economic realities are, whatever costs need to be cut or corners need to be cut, the pressure is on us to never before give people a reason to get out of the house. So I think he's saying that his movie will be more of an interactive experience.
Great.
Just make a movie.
Yeah.
Your forehead. Why is he trying so hard to do crazy things? There was an article in here I almost had, Christopher Nolan read it, that he wanted Hans Zimmer to make a 110-minute long single score for Dunkirk.
What?
Like, instead of tracks, he wanted one singular score.
Mm.
My question is, when I read that, I thought about talking on the show, and I'm like, nah, no one's going to care, but here I am talking about it anyway. What is the difference between that and the movie? The score that exists is not, if you take the pictures and sound effects away, is it not a 110-minute long score?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah!
I mean, it's not, because there are some scenes that are just silent.
Well, but that would be part of the score, right?
I guess. But that would be a really shitty track on iTunes.
Yeah, but it's not like you're in the middle, like, da-da-da-da. It's like there's track changes in the middle of it. It's one continuous song. Yeah. I don't understand it. Christopher Nolan's losing his mind, I think.
I think so.
I think he's going crazy.
Well, I think he's just trying to stay relevant.
I think it's George Lucas syndrome. I think he's too big. People are telling him that's not a good idea. Remember Batman when he made that and people loved it? Stop making Screen X things. Stop making Dunkirk with 1 million stopwatches. Just make a good movie.
Yeah.
And no one's telling him that anymore. We need to tell him. Someone get us a meeting with Chris Nolan so I can look at him in the eye and be like, look, I really love your work, but stop making it.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
What about now? Talk about good movies. Here's the first image from the new Doom Annihilation movie.
Movie?
Yes. It's a new Doom. Look at that. What is that thing?
It looks like Drax ate a fucking zombie.
It's like a vampire mixed with a blueberry mixed with a zombie.
Is he wearing a tie?
He is wearing a tie. So it's zombie-ish because he used to be a person.
Hmm.
Doom is about demons rising from hell. Why is there a zombie wearing a button-up shirt?
I don't think they understand what Doom is.
Like, why are we going to watch this movie and then we're going to go back and we're going to hope for the old Rock one? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
This is going to be so bad.
The Rock one was good.
Stop doing this.
I downloaded it on Netflix and was going to watch it on the plane when I went to Vegas.
Dude, why? Why would you tell me that?
It's a great movie. One of the Rock's
it's
best
great.
Roles.
It is not.
Carl Urban and The Rock. Boom.
There's no
Can't
way.
Can't ask for anything better than that.
I could ask
a
for so much more.
A first-person action scene with a disabled monster. It's literally like a big old worm with teeth that is stuck
you,
in a wheelchair.
See, you think you're telling me things that are maybe more interested, but
no,
I'm actually getting less interested.
I'm sure you are. It was a really bad movie, but it's a fun bad movie to watch.
It's a fun bad movie. Okay.
Yeah. The Rock's acting is horrible.
Okay. Yeah, and so is the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the same page. So that's going to be awful, right? It's going to be awful.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, okay, do you want to...
It's like The Predator. Like, why even do that?
Money.
Yeah. Different
I just.
Rights.
But the thing is that, like, Doom, I feel like video game movies nowadays, you can't make a bad one. Because it's not like, well, probably was never this way, but back in the day... Video games were mostly played by kids, you know, like the 9 to 15 year olds,
mm-hmm.
where you're probably your target demographic back in the early 2000s.
Right.
Okay. And so they made movies that could be bad, and our child brains would be like, okay, I'll go see it because it's got the word Doom written on it.
Yeah, dude. Spy Kids 3, man.
But like nowadays, we're in our 30s. We go, I'm not going to go see a bad Doom movie when I could just play a good Doom game.
Mm hmm.
I don't know who's going to see these movies anymore. I mean, is there a whole new crop of kids
that likes Doom?
Yeah, that like bad video game movies? I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure no. Yeah, I don't know who thought that was a good idea. It's got to be like a rights retention thing.
It has to be, right? You're probably exactly right. That's got to be what it is. They have to make a Doom movie or they lose the rights.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a zombie vampire Doom movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. You want to I have something in here about Alex Trebek because he has cancer now. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I heard that, yeah.
So he recorded this like entire...
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore... I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Like, that's like, Alex Trebek's a badass, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, it takes, that is amazing that he would come out and one admitted himself on camera instead of releasing like a written statement and then ignoring it.
Yeah.
Like that's a very ballsy thing to do. Like and this is a little bit more probably in my wheelhouse because I love broadcasting so much, but like that's something you don't see a lot anymore. Like you think Michael Strahan would come out and do something like that? Like there's just like that to me is like old school, be honest with my audience. Make light of a situation.
I don't know what you heard, but I'm taking care of the gap in my teeth. Finally.
There's no way that'll happen. That thing's just going to get bigger and bigger until a Boeing 747 can fly through it. But like, it's amazing to me. Like, because I would like to think that if something like that happened to me, that would be what I'd do. Be like, here's what's happening. Here's a little joke about it. I'm going to keep working because I don't know how to do anything else. And I just really love that someone came out and did that. And it's also a great excuse to play clips like these.
My favorite type of music is something I've never heard of, but it doesn't sound like fun.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. Yes. People who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Dude, he just roasted that lady.
Jesus,
and then my
Christ.
All-time favorite one. This is one of my all-time favorite clips of any program ever. Alex Trebek legend right here, dude.
Who knew that Alex Trebek could be so rough? Welcome to WatchMojo.com.
Why does this person speak?
And today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 most savage Alex Trebek.
Something's happening!
What is Phnom Penh?
Something's happening!
What is New Delhi?
Is it over here? Is it over here?
Yeah, it hurts to miss that.
Shut up, YouTube. Jesus Christ. Just ruined it. Oh, my God.
You're going to love this one. Tracy.
I don't know how, Fox. I'm old.
Is in the order of the blessed Saint Scully the Enigmatic. What on earth is that?
Yes, well, it's some people would call it an internet cult. We prefer to think of it as a cyber abbey devoted to the wisdom of the character of Dana Scully from The X-Files.
I see.
The brothers and sisters in Saint Scully.
I made one brief appearance on that series years and years ago, and people still ask me about that.
Oh, I believe me, the sisters will want to know all about my time on Jeopardy and what Alex is really like.
Okay, this isn't the part that matters, okay?
Laura Sykes Jambon.
Get ready.
Hi.
French for ham from Rochester.
French
had a pygmy goat in college. Why?
For the cuteness factor, yeah.
Well, there are a lot of other things that are cute. How about a little cat?
I had a little cat, and one time my
little
goat
ate it.
Ate a chunk of it, her fur. She didn't enjoy that.
No.
Billy also enjoyed eating a lot of things, like a three-wick candle, an entire bag of Hershey Kisses, and unfortunately, he met his demise by eating a bag of Quikrete.
Wait a minute. Was it a 60-pound or an 80-pound bag? Because...
Alex, you're being insensitive.
Is that the funny part?
Yeah, dude. He mocked her dead goat. You're right.
AJ, I don't want to talk to you.
Then he walks away.
You have command of the board. Make.
So for those of you listening on audio, he just walked up to the second lady and said, you had a goat once. And she goes, yeah, he died because he ate concrete once. And he goes, how big was the bag? And then they all start laughing. And then he goes over to the third guy and he's like, I don't want to hear from you. And then he leaves. What a legend, dude.
Yeah, autoplays. It's right there.
Yeah, but that didn't apply to my other tabs.
No.
So now
time,
what?
Next time you
oh, my
open,
God, did it?
No, next time you open a YouTube video, it will.
What if I like autoplay?
I'm going to turn it the fuck back on.
I don't like it.
Well, then it's off.
Okay. Don't talk to me like I'm an old man.
You are. You didn't know where the fuck... It's right there.
I have never seen that button in my life.
That's because you don't look with your eyes, sucker.
It's true. I'm looking at Alex Trebek's dreamy face, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what
he
I'm
looks
doing.
Better there than he did in that last
I think that's because that's an official Jeopardy video, and it comes from their HD cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one was some guy recorded a VHS tape.
Ah.
So.
Gotcha.
Let's say boomer. Yep, that's me. I'm a baby boomer. That's me. Just pass out. Oh, dude, you're doing so good, man. You're an hour and 15 minutes in. We're over halfway,
I'm here,
man.
We're getting it done, sucker.
I'm proud of you. You want to watch this?
Yeah.
Every
00,
every 007 gun barrel sequence at the same time.
What?
About what?
About Vespa.
How's the arm?
Oh, it's fine. It'll get better.
I never left.
Just tons of lions.
This is funny to you?
Yeah.
This is entertaining.
At the end of the movie.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Well, that was needed.
I love that, dude. It just makes me laugh at all those lions coming out there and just growling.
Oh, you see Chili and Murphy supposed to be the new Bond?
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm still laughing about those lions. I did not see that. That would be, do it. Give Cillian Murphy more money. He deserves it. I love that man.
Well, that was,
apparently the audience does not agree that that's as funny dumb. As I. That's a joke just for me.
That is. Yeah. That is only for you.
Well, buddy. I don't care. I think it's funny. So
that's good.
And I love all those
power
lions.
Power to you, man.
Okay, how about this one? Does this make the audience laugh?
Okay, let's move to the table.
Put your right arm.
Is that his arm? His head fell off.
Dude, how heavy was that cake that four people couldn't move that?
And then his head just explodes, dude. I'm dying, dude. Oh my god, I don't care.
It's a really poorly made cake.
It is I mean, why would, dude? I have so many questions, but it just makes me laugh, dude. Someone spent time editing that together, and for what? To make me laugh, Morris. Okay, that's why. Back up. Those lions roaring made me laugh.
It was real weird how many were timed up, though, correctly.
Yeah, I mean, well, you think that they recycled them. You know they recycled them, right?
What?
Like, they had to, like, all the Sean Connery movies probably played the exact same opening.
Really?
I bet. Back in the 60s?
They all look different.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think most
just
of them look the same.
Just don't even worry about it. Let's not go back and watch it.
Well, I already closed it.
Good.
So that's...
Next.
Just next?
Next.
You just yelled next? About this, man. So Tesla sent out an email, okay, of their Model Y, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but did you know that the Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and the Model Y are named that way because it's supposed to be sexy? They couldn't do Model E because Ford owns it, so they had to do a 3 instead.
Wow.
But it's S3XY. Like, so I feel like the more we learn facts like that about Elon Musk, the less surprised we should be about his doobie smoking, meme reviewing.
Yeah.
Like,
that man's sending rockets into space.
He sure is. And he wants people to ride on him. Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
And he's making cars that spell out sexy.
Yes.
God, dude. That man's.
Like, why do I feel like he went into a pitch meeting and he's like, I want to make cars? They're like, okay, what are your stats? He's like, you don't care about any of that. Here's the whole thing. We're going to make four of them, and they're all going to be Model S, Model E, Model X, Model Y, and it's going to spell sexy, and we're going to make billions. And they're just like, yeah, Elon! And then he gets $6 trillion, you know, and Trump calls him Elon Tesla.
Thank you, Tim Apple.
Did you know Tim Cook changed his name on Twitter to Tim Apple?
No.
He did.
That's awesome.
But anyway, back. I did not, Morris. I did not see about Joe Rogan. Colby might watch that. Do you watch Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he smoked pot on Joe Rogan.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't actually watch it.
Yeah, no, he seemed real scatterbrained.
Did you see the Alex Jones one?
No, but he also smoked pot on it.
Well, is that just something you do on Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know things, man. But chocolate bread is done and absolutely amazeballs, he says. I want to eat some of Taco's bread.
Yeah, you give us that taco bread. I want it. Give me that grundle.
Gross. Oh, pics in the Discord? Okay, we'll look in a second. We probably should... Oh, what you looking at? Are you checking your email right now in the middle of the show?
No.
Did someone just pay you $90?
No.
What's that $90?
I mean, it wasn't just now.
Who paid you $90?
Brent.
Using Apple Pay?
Yeah.
People do that?
Yeah. Like bills and shit.
How's it work?
You tie it to a credit card or debit card and it sends it.
Like it just shows up in your account?
Like it's on my Apple card.
What?
Like in your wallet? Wherever that
is? But then
is?
How do you spend it?
Like with the NFC chip, or then you send it to your bank? You got $90 on my Apple Pay card, man. You ding-a-ling?
Also, I'm such an old man,
dude.
You
want to see this?
No.
This is fun. Don't show the number, but...
Okay, I wasn't planning
on that. Oh, there is no number.
Oh, it's on the back, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, see. That's your signature.
That's my Square cash card.
What is that?
That's my signature.
Why does your signature look so horrific?
It's fine.
What is this? What's that letter right there?
That's a C to start off with.
No, this one.
Oh, that's a Y?
Oh, you do have a Y in your name? Such a dummy. I was like, why do you have a number in your name or a letter in your name that has a drop case?
Anywho, yeah, they give me a 10% off.
I'm so stupid.
On every purchase I make at Chipotle. And so that, I only use that.
That's your Chipotle debit card.
It was free to get. It gives me 10% off. I eat at Chipotle a lot. It was great.
Dude, I don't even know how to react to what's happening on the show right now.
Why? Don't even worry.
Oh, my God. Hey, Acid, what's up? Okay, well, I'm just going to look at the pictures of the bread now at this point, because who cares? Oh, look at it, dude. It looks like a brownie.
Yeah, it looks like I rubbed shit on it.
Okay. It's probably good you're not in the Discord, you know?
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
Y'all are very happy I'm not there.
Yeah. We talked about you yesterday, actually.
Good.
And Taylor's like, shh. And I'm like, we didn't tag him. It's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know. You didn't show up. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's a big, dense brownie.
Y'all can
dude,
talk
it looks
to
delicious,
me.
Dude. It looks great. It's great. Who you texted? What are you texting about?
I want food.
Are you ordering food right
no,
now?
No, but Britt hadn't eaten it either, so I'm collaborating with her. I mean, we could do it over chat, too.
That would
babe,
be much better.
Want? What you want, babe?
What do you want?
I don't know. Chipotle?
She doesn't have your card, though.
Yeah, no, but she ain't going to get it. I'm going to go get it when I
oh,
leave.
Oh, so you're setting an order?
And then, yeah.
Ahead of time?
No. I just want to know what she wants.
What if she says something you don't want?
Well, then I'll go to two places.
So you're set on Chipotle?
I mean, kind of.
Okay. All right.
I want some fucking chicken steak.
What you get at Chipotle, man?
Bowl.
Okay.
Bowl to go.
All right.
Brown rice. No beans.
Okay, you're very aggressive.
Fuck those beans.
What's wrong with beans?
I will pick them up and throw them at the employees.
Oh my
dare
God,
put them
like
on
a
my
monkey?
Bowl. I don't want no beans.
All right, no beans.
Half and half chicken steak.
Okay.
Double servings.
Jesus,
so a full serving of chicken, full serving of steak.
Oh my God, okay.
Mild salsa, so the tomato salsa.
Yeah, yeah, the pico de gallo.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I get the fajita veggies.
Okay.
And then cheese.
Is your bowl this big?
It's really good.
It sounds pretty good.
It's fucking good.
Man. I didn't know you hated beans so much, though.
I fucking hate beans. You give me any beans, I'll shit them out.
That's, I mean, technically any food you get.
I mean, I've eaten beans when I need to eat beans.
I didn't You just hate beans altogether?
I don't really like beans. Green beans, they're fine.
Okay. Green beans aren't beans, though.
They say beans!
Yeah, but they're not beans.
They're beans!
They're not beans.
They are beans. It's called green beans. You can't say they're not something when it's in the fucking name of the thing.
With the beans and brown rice, it makes it a third complete protein.
I don't give a shit. That's why I have double steak and chicken.
Yeah, but I think that's your one and two proteins.
No, he said the brown rice. That's three.
I think he's combining those two, because brown rice isn't a protein, is it? Brown rice is all carb. Yeah. It's a starch, right?
Yeah. Now, if it was quinoa, that'd be
why does a third complete protein matter?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Taco is a chef, though, so, you know.
I mean, he would know. I get burrito.
Uh-huh. You fatty.
White rice, pinto beans.
Fatty.
Okay.
Yep, white's unhealthy.
Brown rice is worse for you.
Brown rice
by calories.
It's better for you.
It's higher calories.
It's better.
Yeah, see, beans and rice make a complete protein, so you need both.
Well,
so you're doing 2.5 proteins.
That's fine. I don't need the beans.
White rice, pinto beans, chicken, gross. Pico de gallo, sour cream cheese.
Gross.
That's it.
Sour cream, you ruin it.
You just got done talking about how Britt puts sour cream in everything.
Yeah, but I don't notice it then.
Oh no, Acid. I would lick it off the shirt. I mean, I wouldn't even care. Brown rice is more fiber and less carbs than white rice. Dude.
That moves too much.
Ask me how little I care.
That really moves too much.
Ask me how little I care.
Banned.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not even going to
look. Banned.
It's like a spy. So anyway, should we talk about the Tesla thing?
Yeah, man, let's do it. I'm done texting. She said no Chipotle, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What'd she want?
I don't know. She didn't say. She just said no Chipotle. It ruins my life.
It's all tough. The time.
Yeah.
I like Chipotle a lot more than Chris does, too. It is tough.
Yeah.
It is tough, because Chipotle's so good.
I could eat there every fucking
day. I could, too, dude.
Taco Bell, though. God damn it.
That's the same stuff.
That's the same stuff.
What's the difference between Taco Bell and Chipotle, man?
I think I'm going to get two things at Chipotle for me.
What do you mean, two things?
I get the tacos sometimes.
Okay. I've never had anything but their bowls and their burritos.
I do their tacos, so it's just mini tortillas.
But how is that to go?
It's three tacos. They just kind of fold them.
I mean, are they easy to eat later, or do they, like, kind of fall apart as they transport?
No, they're easy. They're kind of like mini burritos.
Okay.
They're just soft tacos.
Taco Bell is just garbage. They slop in a paper.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is head and shoulders better than Chipotle.
No fucking way.
Yes, it is. It is.
No.
It is.
No.
I don't think they're both Mexican. Taco Bell exists in its own portal. Like, its own, like, food. Mm. It's like Mexican, Italian, American, Taco Bell. Like, I'm not going to argue with that, but Taco Bell, far and above, tastier. You know why? Better chemicals in their food. That's why.
Yeah.
Chipotle's too real. You can't compete with chemicals, okay? You just can't. You just can't
Chipotle
do it.
Definitely has nacho cheese.
Yeah, they have queso, but it's not nacho cheese.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's not nacho cheese.
Whatever. What's this Tesla thing?
You want to get to it? I feel like at this point, why does it even matter?
Yeah, no, I want to get to the Tesla thing.
Okay. So Tesla sent out this email to announce the Model Y.
Uh huh.
Okay, and. It's dark, so the man tried to lighten it up. So this is a screen capture. The man saving the image, going to photos, and trying to increase the brightness. Okay, so he goes in, lights, bumps up the exposure. Then he goes into shadows, lightens up the shadows. He zooms in, and on the license plate it says, "Nice try," because he doesn't want you to look at it. Says nice try. See? Nice try.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, what do you mean no it doesn't?
No.
It's right there. It says it.
He put that there.
You think he put that there?
Yeah.
Okay. You think he spent enough time of his day to do that, huh?
Maybe.
Okay, man. If you say so. If you say so, man. Look at these people. Don't they have better? Like, what? They're not gonna make any progress.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
All right,
what you got next?
Nothing good. I got this really stupid video of Shaq and Charles Barkley watching MMA, and then Shaq tries to sneak up behind Charles Barkley, tries to get him.
Does it go wrong? Because it seems fun.
No, nothing really happens. Like. I like Charles Barkley and Shaq.
That's a hold, and I would snap the knee right there.
Oh, okay. So that's when a submission comes in.
Look at Shaq sneaking around back. Somebody.
Where you going?
Like it would have been better, right? If he would have actually got it.
Yeah. What is even that clip? Why does that exist on the internet?
That's what I mean, man.
Somebody
it's
found
a
that
disappointment.
Entertaining enough to post on Reddit.
Like it's clickbait, right?
Yeah.
That's clickbait. And now we played it, and now we give in to the clickbait.
Way to go.
I know, dude. Very sad. Hey, I said it was nothing when I played it.
You did.
So.
You technically did.
Yeah. So what now?
I don't know.
And then I got, see, what's this one? There's only one Blockbuster left on Earth. Do we care?
I thought there was already only one.
No, because there was one in Perth, Australia.
Oh.
According to the Australian Associated Press, the Blockbuster... Wait. Minish just said, you're not urban enough to laugh at it like I did.
I don't get what that means.
I was going to try to be offended, but he's right.
He's like, do you want to explain what that means? Because I don't know what that means.
I mean, I think I know what it means, but I don't know how to say what it means without sounding racist. Right? Because urban is just another word for black, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I love Inside the NBA. Do you like Inside the NBA?
Yep, watched all the time. Actually, yeah. I really hate it. Can't stand Shaq, can't stand Charles Barkley. Both of them talk too low and too slow and too mumbly, and I can't handle it.
I can't tell if you're trolling me right now or not.
I'm not, no, I really don't watch it. And I'm really annoyed by any of the commercials that come up with them and Samuel Jackson. Like, I fucking hate them.
You don't like the Capital One commercials?
No. No.
What do you like besides Chipotle?
Dude, nothing. Sleep. I like sleep.
Okay, this
if
clip.
If I could go into a personal coma for the rest of my life, that'd be great.
Taylor said, but Colby, you mumble.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't like it. I'm the only one who could do it.
That's
elitism.
Wait, so you're saying that your mumbles are acceptable, but Charles Barkley's are not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else's aren't. Speak up. When you speak. Me, I'm going to be over here mumbling what I want to mumble.
I don't think you mumble, for the record.
I think I'm fine. I don't mumble.
I think you talk quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I know what you say.
I mean, I know. I think it's really easy to understand what I'm saying.
Because I've known you for so long.
Yeah, man,
but in reality, you actually mumble like crazy.
No, I mean, I don't think I really would have anything over everyone.
Now I don't know what's happening at all.
Syllables at the end.
There was a lot of syllables in there, man. I don't know what's going on. Okay, this video right here is 5 minutes long. I don't know how to scrub through it, but the headline caught me. A Trump official said seismic air gun tests don't hurt whales, so a congressman blasted him with an air horn. Representative Joe Cunningham's stunt made a bang in a subcommittee hearing that questioned the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration decision to permit seismic testing, which harms whales. So basically, what's happening is someone from the Trump administration says that seismic tests don't hurt whales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then in this video clip, at some point, a congressman is going to blow an air horn to prove that it does hurt whales because it hurts people.
Gotcha.
And I'm very conflicted because part of me, I want to see a congressman blow an air horn in a congress room, because that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
But also, part of me, I hate whales. Like, I don't like whales. I feel like we've talked about it on this show many times, how much I hate whales. And we never really got into why I hate whales.
Yeah, I don't understand why you hate whales. You like ocean stuff.
I also like animals.
Yeah.
A lot. Like,
actually, you hate ocean stuff. You love animals, though.
I love animals. I like the ocean. I'm scared of it. The two can exist separately, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you go on a cruise ship?
No. But that's not because I'm scared of the ocean. That's because I think cruise ships will capsize and everyone will be covered with poo.
Poo?
Poo.
Why poo?
What else comes out when a boat flips over, man?
When did we literally laugh at sad dogs, Taylor? What?
Taylor thinks that I find the commercials for the Arms of the Angels people.
There you got me. I do too.
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah.
Just rescue the dogs, Sarah. Like, you got millions of dollars. Just adopt them.
Yeah. She doesn't, clearly, because that's why she's doing those commercials.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She could fund forever homes for all of the dogs.
Yeah.
She's got so much money. Probably even making more and more money based off the fact that she makes money from those commercials, right?
Huh?
Right?
Yeah.
Don't get distracted.
That last one is pretty bad.
That's okay. I'll just ban them to Twitch. They'll get IP banned. It's fine.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, like, on our show, it's popping up, like, right here.
Does it bother you?
I mean, that one was kind of racist, and it popped up.
There, now they're gone.
Cool.
I mean, I'll report them all to Twitch, and they'll just get IP banned. It's fine. All
right.
I mean, it's not hard to do. Mm-hmm. It's actually fun for me to do it, so.
That's cool.
It's just we've got one
let's
guy left.
This, yeah.
And
let's
that's
watch
all it
this
is.
Stupid.
Do you want to try thing. To scrub through it?
Yeah. I mean, no. We can watch 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Joe Cunningham.
I mean, this is what our taxes pay
district,
for, right?
Yes. Which is a coastal area from Charleston all the way down to Hilton Head. It's fair to say that seismic air gun blasting is extremely disruptive and loud, correct?
I didn't hear the last point.
It's fair to say that seismic air gun blasting is extremely loud.
Has he been blasted too much with the air gun?
It might be, dude.
I don't know exactly how loud it is. I've never actually directly experienced it myself. And,
oh, my
and
God.
When you say disruptive, I...
Menace just said this looks like Tone in the future.
Does look similar to his dad.
It's pretty similar, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so.
I can't answer that question unless you elaborate on what you mean by disruptive.
Wait, which one? This
okay,
bald
let's
one
say,
or the other one?
No, this guy. Not him.
Loud or disruptive.
Wait, not Mr.
Yeah.
Oliver?
Yeah, he's okay. saying...
What about, say, like an air horn?
Wait, you're saying this guy looks like Tone in the future.
A little bit. Like, if he got a lot more handsome. And
he would have to... he would also have to, like, buy
implants.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like hair implants. Cunningham.
It does kind of look like Tone.
Yeah, right?
A little bit.
Right? Okay.
But so does the other guy, like, in 50 years.
Mr. Chair, I'd ask for unanimous consent to sound an air horn in committee.
Is there objection to the gentleman's demonstration?
He's literally going to use
without
an air
objection,
horn.
The gentleman.
Mr. Chairman, I would assume that it will annoy us, but it won't kill us.
Hearing no objection, the gentleman may demonstrate.
Thank you. I'd like to give anyone an opportunity to leave if they would find it bothersome.
Again, Mr. Chairman,
or just plug your ears.
That, opportunity also.
Look at the cameraman's plugging his ears, dude.
I don't think they receive advance notice of the seismic testing in cetacean language.
That's not
but
correct. You told us that they get to 10 seconds interval between every blast. I think there'd be plenty of time to go to the next.
The gentleman may proceed.
Thank you.
Section of the ocean.
What's happening? Oh God.
Was that disruptive, Mr. Oliver?
So it was irritating, but I didn't find it particularly disruptive.
Yeah. About every
disruptive.
Say 10 seconds, like seismic air gun blasting goes on for days, weeks, months.
If I were that close to it, yeah, probably.
Yeah. What if you depended on sound for hunting your food?
You really should have done it every 10 seconds.
Do you think it would be disruptive?
At a distance of 20 feet, yes, it would be.
How much louder do you think seismic air gun blasting sounds than this air horn you just heard?
I honestly don't know.
Take a guess. 10 times?
At a distance of how far?
Well, say you're within a reasonable distance. Say you're within a quarter of a mile. Is it 10 times? 25 times?
Honestly don't know.
I mean, can you take a guess?
No.
100 times? You think it's 1,000 times louder?
I doubt it.
Doubt it. What if I were to tell you it's 16,000
this poor man.
Times louder than what you just heard here?
15,000? Is that
16,000 times
you
louder.
You see how that would be impactful on marine species, mammals?
I do, which is why we put mitigation measures in to minimize the proximity of that activity with the whales in question.
You think you can cure all of the effects that come from seismic air gun blasting?
Dude, just blast it like 5,000 times. Back, 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 back. You think that's good yet, man, Mr. Oliver?
Oh, you're going the whole let's burn Matthew route with it. Just keep doing it till his pants smoke.
Oh, yeah. Or develop an air horn that's 16 times louder than that and blow it in his fucking ear and then have him be deaf for the rest of
his life. We could never do this because look at the people in the background.
Yeah.
Like, the lady over his shoulder is kind of laughing, you know? But they all got to keep a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you do this type of thing and then keep a straight face the entire time, man? How does that work?
I don't know.
Great question. I couldn't do it. But yeah, I don't think I like whales.
That's very odd for you to not like.
Also, do you take offense at Taylor saying that all Italian men look basically the same?
No, we do.
I don't think you look anything like Pinella.
I mean, compared to that guy, me and him look similar. That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying the guy, the attractive one?
No, that guy right there.
This one?
Yeah, that guy.
You think you look similar to him?
No, I'm saying like me to Pinella looks more similar than either of me or Pinella to that man.
I would say you all look equally dissimilar.
No, I'm saying the percentage of similarity is closer with me and Pinella than either me or Pinella to that man. So in that fact, depending on your percentage of similarity, we are similar looking. God, are you dumb?
What? Do you even know what you said?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
I do. I'm saying if you're comparing me or Pinella.
Are you really going to try to explain it to me again?
Me and that dude, or Pinella and that dude, the percentage of, like, how similar we'd look, me and Pinella's comparison would be closer, would be a higher percentage than me or that guy or Pinella and that guy. You not understand that with your big, dumb, fat brain? You big, dumb, fat man? I'm going to burn you. I'm going to burn you alive.
I literally just sat here and said nothing and you got enraged. What's wrong with you?
Dumb.
You have too much rage in your body, man.
Fucking dumb.
Too much rage in you. You dropped your vape, dude. Oh, God, the stabby eyes are back, dude. I don't like the stabby eyes.
I hate you.
Why?
I hate you. Because what I said makes sense, and
okay.
You're just dumb.
I'll believe you, man. I'll rewatch it in the playback.
Typically, I'm dumb, but you're just dumb.
I'll rewatch it in the playback, and I'll take your word for it, man.
Okay, man. Sweet.
Okay.
Is that the end of what you got? Because I want some food.
Are you saying end the show early?
I mean, yeah, unless you got more stuff, man. Let's go.
Let's
knock these bitches out.
We got terrifying whirlpools in the Vegas desert, man. How about this?
There's a hole in the ground. Don't step in the hole.
I kind of want to step in them.
No.
I kind of want to step
in them. This is on that thalassophobia site.
It is?
Yeah.
No, this is the desert. It's not the ocean, right?
Well, still, it's water.
Nature's toilet. The Nevada desert. I can't disagree with that, honestly. That sounds about right. I mean, don't you think it's weird? Don't you want to put something in there and
no.
See what happens?
You know what? That's a result of?
What?
Fracking.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah.
Are you just making that up?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at any of these comments. Okay, explain like I'm five. There's probably a cave system that the water is draining into, not unusual, but part of the world. My brother and I stumbled upon a hole about 15 inches across in the bottom of the wash in Arches National Park. It was blowing out air so forcefully that it seemed like there was a fan down there somewhere. The next day, a blizzard moved in. We went back to the hole the day after that, and the hole was then sucking in air, obviously due to the passing storm system. We talked to a geologist, and his guess was that it was an extensive system but not large enough to enter. It was probably aligned with the giant cracks that formed the fins of rock where the arches form. Went back decades later, I could swear I found the same spot, but no trace of the hole remained. I'm willing to bet it filled in during an event similar to what we see in the video. Pretty cool. So they're
That's
saying...
pretty not cool, actually. That's
so there's under.
Boring.
So there's under...
Yeah, there's cracks in the ground.
There's underground caves, man.
Yeah.
You fall in there and die.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
I mean,
you can fall and die anywhere. I can fall down your stairs outside and die.
I hope that happens.
I do, too. After reading that fucking comment, that was the most nerdy thing I've ever
You asked,
life.
Man!
No, I didn't. You
That's
just
it.
Started reading comments.
That's it. That's all the topics. We're done.
Cool.
We're done, man.
Let's end. What's this R. Kelly thing?
Nope, closing it.
Why?
You're going to get to watch it.
What is it?
It's over.
What?
It's gone. Done. It's just R. Kelly just complaining. I don't care.
Aren't
you
scared?
You really?
Yeah. I tried to watch that interview and they blocked it.
What do you mean they blocked it?
I mean, I tried
Welcome
to watch
Welcome to
TV,
CBS this morning. We're going to begin with your big explosive interview with R. Kelly. Wow.
Fight for my fucking life, man!
He actually said he welcomed the opportunity to speak.
Well, and boy, did we let him speak.
And everybody has switched their channels and turned on to us to see it this morning.
We let him speak.
So let's get right to it, because R. Kelly is breaking his silence about the sexual abuse charges that landed him in jail last month. The embattled R&B singer spoke with Gayle for nearly 80 minutes yesterday. It is an interview.
I'm going to be really honest and say something I probably shouldn't say. I really don't like the name Gayle. It really, it's one of the worst names I've ever heard.
Gayle the Snail.
That might be where it came from. Salt the Snail.
Salt it. Or Salt
on. I mean, are there any names up there that you hear and you're just like, nah, I hate that name. Don't want to deal with it.
Anybody named Sandra?
Ooh, Sandra's a good one. I just don't think I've ever met anyone that's like Gayle, you know? Like, I don't like Gayle, dude.
Yeah.
Sandra's a good one, too. But I feel like there could be a good
Chad.
Sandra. Chad, of course. But Chad is, like, one of those names. Like, if you're Chad, you're either badly named and you feel horrible your whole life about being a Chad, or you're the worst person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel... And I feel like everybody knows that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what these people thought I was going to say.
I don't even... Not even going to speculate.
No.
Okay. It is an interview that you will see only on CBS this morning.
Can we just get to it?
All the women now accusing him of physical and sexual abuse, he says all of them are lying.
That's what he says. Chicago prosecutors have charged Kelly with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse.
Jussie Smollett's trial.
Authorities say three of the four alleged victims were underage when the suspected crimes happened.
Deny until you die, man.
Now, Kelly has pleaded not guilty. Sources tell CBS News federal and state authorities in at least two states.
Man. I watched like a highlight clip of this last night, and he was like talking like normally, and then they cut ahead, and then he just went fucking mad. Just starts screaming, banging on his chest.
After the lifetime,
I don't know how Gayle sat there not worrying for her life.
It's like those people in the whale conference, just letting air horns go off and just sitting there.
Yeah.
They all say that Kelly preys on vulnerable women and young girls.
Okay, we get it. Can we hear it?
I'm surprised that you agreed to do it. Why are you sitting down with us today?
I'm very tired of all of the lies. I've been hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blogs. And, you know, I'm just tired.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh, my God. All of them. Got little girls trapped in the basement. Helicopters over my house. Mm-hmm. Trying to... rescue someone that doesn't need rescuing because they're not in my house. Handcuffing people, starving people. I have a harem, what you call it, a cult.
Mm-hmm. At what point does he start bragging? I got a harem that my too good looking, that my jukebox doesn't have 8,000 records in it. Like, I mean,
when it comes to women, that I apologize, but I apologize in those relationships at the time I was in the relationships.
Have you broken any laws when it comes to women?
Absolutely not.
The six-part series interviewed.
Maybe you, Chat, maybe you, Colby, maybe you know more about this, because I honestly don't know a lot about this. It's pretty well known that, like, he had sex with underage women.
Yeah, he married a 15-year-old.
Right, like, that's, like, facts.
Yeah. He also got arrested for having a copious amount of child porn.
Didn't he like, pee on people? Like, isn't that a thing?
Yeah, you know, he peed on somebody.
Like, a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure there are three documented cases of him marrying a 15-year-old, getting divorced or something, hooking up with a 17-year-old or something, and then, like... I don't know.
And that is,
I don't know.
And that is different than these events, right? Like, these are new women.
I think.
Okay.
Family members, your former tour manager, numerous women who all claim that you abused them.
Yeah.
Are you saying everybody in that documentary was not telling the truth about you? Everybody?
If you really look at that documentary, which I'm sure you have.
I have.
Everybody said something bad about me.
Yep.
Nobody said nothing good.
Yep.
They were describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer.
Are you not?
I'm a man. I make mistakes. But I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster.
I'm going to name the names. Andrea Kelly, your ex-wife. Kitty Jones. Lisa Van Allen. Lizette Martinez. Geronda Pace. Mm-hmm. Faith Rogers. Asante McGee.
That's a lot of women.
You're saying everything they said in that documentary about you is not true.
They are lying on me.
Why would these women say the same thing about you that you are controlling, that you are abusive, that you tell women when to eat, when to go to the bathroom, when they can sleep, where they can dress. Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true? And they don't know each other. That defies logic to me.
Right, right. Until you hear the explanation.
Okay.
You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is push a button on your phone and say, so-and-so did this to me.
That's not how it works.
Kelly did this to me. And if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get a reality show, then...
Okay, but the whole traction thing is the hard part. Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, unless you have a following.
But I think the point is that these people got traction not because they were famous, but because it was the truth. Like, that's what gave them traction? Is that what I'm...
I don't know how they would prove it. I don't know the situation.
These girls,
all I know
had a relationship
is that
in the past that it just didn't work out.
Be out of the norm.
Where's the part where he starts freaking out?
The same exact thing.
Are you blaming this on social media?
I'm talking about the power.
Oh, he looks...
I didn't say you
that's
were holding...
That's stupid. 650, you said. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said... How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
that's
were holding...
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't...
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through... Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it.
Y'all what is going on?
Playing. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my around.
Robert.
Okay. That man just spiraled.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't say anything.
No.
Like, he went from here to there.
Yeah.
On his own.
Yeah.
He'd be so pretty if he smiled more. Are you guys making jokes about women being, like, saying they should smile more? Jack, you're going to make Chuck Hardwood come out.
I mean, that's accurate.
Yeah, I'm not real. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man! This is not about music!
Where do you think they shoot this at? Hotel?
With my kids, and I can't do it! Y'all just don't want to believe the truth!
This is Trapped in a Closet Part 3.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
I would think so.
His publicist helped calm him down.
This is his publicist calming him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna.
This
let
is
the
not
camera
true.
What's not true?
This is not, doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we're gonna destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
Isn't he broke too?
There's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped. Okay. They really are on chains. They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in deep.
Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is
really
not me.
I don't want you just ranting at the camera.
Well, I came here for them to hear me
okay,
talk.
But
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of
okay.
help?
Okay.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart because my heart is so big. People betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do. When I listen to you,
I'm just
it does
telling
sound
the
like
truth.
You're playing the victim.
I'm
card.
Just telling the truth. And the reason I'm emotional,
but Robert,
I apologize.
You,
okay.
No.
I don't need to watch any more of that. By the way, for those of you who don't know, probably about 2 months ago, unofficial Tony P and our own Colby got into a fight. And I'll tell you why. It's because when you argue with unofficial Tony P, that's what happens.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yep.
I'm just telling the truth.
Damn it.
Every time. Well, that guy's an idiot. So.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel bad. Like, you watch that, you're like, man, I should feel bad for that guy. But then apparently he had women tied up in his basement, so it's kind of... Like, should we probably shouldn't, like, put him on TV.
No.
Right? Because all that does is, like... It's the same thing with, like, isn't that what they say about, like, school shootings? Like, or mass shootings. Like, you put them on TV, so now there's some guy out there who's going to do it because he thinks he's going to be on TV.
Yep.
And so, like, that guy's on TV because he's R. Kelly. But don't you feel like now there's someone else out there who's like, I could do stuff and I could be on TV for doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, that Jussie Smollett guy.
Who's
his whole idea. You don't know what that is?
That sounds very familiar.
He's an actor. His whole reason.
Menace told me to talk about that on the show.
Entire thing.
Uh huh.
Was to get traction in the media so he can either negotiate a new, better contract for himself.
Okay.
Or to get a new job. To be relevant. That's why he made up a fake hate crime, paid two guys to do it. And is now caught and
right.
sentenced.
I heard about that.
I
don't know,
counts.
Man. Don't
my only get with that is that they said he's only going to get probation.
As like, it said, I got pulled in my boss's office because I yelled across my place of employment. I heard a guy tell a girl that she'd be prettier if she smiled more and that she should wear makeup. I lost it. My boss pulled me in and asked what happened, and I told her. She walked out and told that guy to leave. He started talking back to me, and I got right in his face, and he backed down. Oh, what a surprise. He's a coward. Earth sucks. We should move. Where's better?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Outer space. Let's just freeze. Let's find the Tesseract to get blown by some energy.
Find the Tesseract. Get blown up by energy.
Yeah.
That's what we should do,
Not
man.
Not blown up, blown.
Oh! I started to think about how that would feel and look, and I kind of regret doing it now at this point. But hey, guys, thanks for watching today. Seth the Colbert Show. We're live twice a week, once on Sundays, once on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, and for the next 2 weeks, 5 p.m. or what would it be? 1 a.m. Central European Time on Thursdays, and on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central European Time. Until Daylight Savings Time kicks in for Europe 2 weeks from today, and then it's back to the normal times. It's a whole confusing mess of messes.
Mess of stuff.
It sucks. It sucks. So, yeah. Thanks for watching, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all.
We'll be back Thursday. Go to SendTheColby.com. It's where all the socials are, links to the Discords and all of that. You also can vote in the Colby Plays Games poll there. Go vote. This week is between The Sims 4 and Trials, the motorcycle racing game. Both, I hope, result in Colby having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hope for you. I hope you have a great time.
I really hope it's The Sims, man.
You hope it's The Sims?
Yeah.
You can make Sims and murder them?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Ren TV's number so you can get with him and figure out how to torture your Sims best, because he is an expert, so do that. But yeah, guys, thanks for hanging out today. We'll see you on Thursday. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. We love you, and we'll see you on the internet, dude.
See you there.
So, yeah.
Bye-bye,
everybody. Bye-bye.